Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. We welcome in a guest on our show, the state senator from the Fighting 8th District, which includes about three quarters of the state. He is also the Republican leader pro tem. He's Senator Kevin Witko. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Ray.
How often do you get to all of your towns?
Try to get to them as many oftentimes as I can. Oh, it's hard, man. Because with 11 towns, it's the second largest.
Jeez Louise.
What's the largest? Who's got the largest?
The largest is Craig Minor.
He
goes from Danbury, New Milford, all the way up to Kent.
Oh, good God. God bless him. You have a forum coming up on Wednesday night at the Simsbury Public Library. And it's an issue that really is an issue, a problem in parts of our state, Kevin. It's coyotes. Can you just talk about why you were driven to hold this forum?
Sure. So I received a phone call from Cheryl Cook. She's on the Board of Selectmen in the town of Simsbury, and they were looking at possibly having an ordinance about prohibiting feeding of wild animals because one of their residents, my former opponent, his dog was attacked by coyotes. And so I contacted DEEP, the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, kind of got a little bit of the runaround. And then my dog went outside and was killed by a coyote. And I have a 17-pound, it was a Chihuahua boxer mix.
Oh.
And so that now made it personal. And so I said, you need to get in touch with me. We're going to have this forum because I started noticing the lack of squirrels and chipmunks in the wooded area around my house.
Right.
And coming to learn, it's the coyotes are getting those little small animals. And you'll see an abundance of acorns and all the nuts. Because they're not getting, the smaller animals aren't collecting.
Oh.
So we do have a problem in Connecticut.
Yeah, my front yard, they're all over the place. And I haven't seen many squirrels, which is kind of a good thing, but you pay a price for that, obviously.
We have a chipmunks in front of
them. The coyotes are getting them. Yeah. And the answer initially from DEEP was, well, if you have a dog in your yard, you're inviting coyotes.
Well, no, wait a minute.
Come on.
Wait a minute.
How do they come up with that theory?
I don't know. I was, let me tell you, that just raised the thermometer. You think it's 40 degrees out now? My temperature was 99 degrees when I heard that. And I said, no. We're going to have a forum and we're going to discuss, educate the public about what you should do and you shouldn't do, learn the habitats of coyotes. And then if we need legislation to allow people to take care of the problem in their yard, then we're going to do it.
Who will be at this forum besides you, Kevin?
So the public's invited. The Simsbury Animal Control Officer, Mark Rudowitz, who responds to a lot of these calls, and Chris Van, he's the expert from the Wildlife Division of DEEP.
Okay. And what do we know about them? I mean, number one, they're very prolific, from what I understand. Number two, they will attack and eat just about anything.
Right, and you can hear them. Tom. They're a little yippy almost, and when they get a kill, they cry like little babies. If nobody's ever heard, it's blood-curdling just to listen to that.
Well, here, I have a little
Ray
sound
just
for you.
A
I'll
sound
play a little
of it.
Sound
it's
for scary. Here's a little bit for you, Kevin. You'll really enjoy this, I'll bet, if you can hear it, which you probably won't be able to.
Right, so let's not
this
do
a pack.
It.
Well, just yeah. one, because I think it's frightening. It. I think it's frightening. It really is. Your pets, by the way, may be scared by this. So I just wanted to warn you.
When you played that initially, I thought it was a siren. How come, Kevin, why do we have more coyotes in our state? What's the what's the attraction here? Tolls?
So that'll get rid of
them. That. They're relatively new to our state, but I don't believe that. I've heard them. I've not really seen a lot of coyotes. They're unlike the bear population, which will meander up to the yards and actually
right,
get your home
right.
to find something to eat. But coyotes kind of tend to stay in the wooded area, and they're more prevalent at night. But I've seen now, because I'm watching, and people are sending me pictures of things where coyotes are out in the daytime. Some resident in Simsbury had six of them in her backyard. She got a picture of.
Well, Kevin, just a side note here, but I had a friend who lived by the reservoir there in Wethersfield, and at night, you know, I was over visiting, and you'd hear them off in the distance. So, I mean, they're even in Wethersfield, for God's sake.
Yeah, I talked to a guy there in Durham, Wallingford area, and the thing is, you do what you can to protect your animal, keep your dog inside, get maybe an electric fence. Well, these are wild animals. They're not affected by electric fence, so they'll come into your yard. And that's why I think DEEP said if you have a dog, you invite coyotes, which you know, again, we're probably going to ask that question of them.
Yeah, that's somewhat of a backwards theory. You said something that was interesting at the beginning, Kevin. You said that, you know, if needs comes to it, then people are going to have to decide how to handle this on their own, because that whole thing about if you have a dog in your yard, you invite coyotes, is one of the most asinine things I've ever heard.
It's a fact.
And I know that, you know, my political opponent, she said her neighbor was putting out bags of dog food to feed the coyotes.
What?
And so, you know, we don't have any laws on the books. That's why she was pushing the town of Simsbury to pass a food ordinance, which would prohibit that. So, but there's pros and cons in that. So I think this is a good forum for discussion purposes to see if you can do. But you know, some people are pro animal no matter what.
Yeah.
And you know, they just want to. They think they're doing right by that, but it's really disrupting the ecosystem in Connecticut.
Kevin Whitko's here for just a few minutes. He's a state rep, state senator, in his like 20th term. Okay, so if you got the problem, can you eliminate them? Are we going to poison them? Are we going to shoot them? Or are we going to try and figure out something else?
Well, from my understanding, I'm not too well versed on the hunting trapping laws in Connecticut as far as coyotes go. But you can apply, you can get a trap, and what they recommend is, if, you know, if you get a coyote in the trap, you go up and shoot it in the head. Now, I don't know what kind of trap it is. If it's a foot trap, I don't like those things. Yeah. To me, I just there's got to be another way. So that's kind of one.
Well, that's part of what you'll talk about on Wednesday.
Between inviting the coyotes, the dogs inviting the coyotes in and shooting them in the head. I think I'm sick.
There's got to be some middle ground. Man.
And by the way, Miner has 14 towns in his district.
Yeah, he's got the largest. I have 11.
So you got to catch up.
Doing fine,
you
got to
catch up. Kevin Whitko, state senator, 8th district, will be holding the a forum on the problems with coyotes this Wednesday, 7 to 8:30 at the Simsbury Public Library. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Kevin.
You know what I'm betting? You're going to have incredible attendance.
Yeah, I bet you are.
So.
Animal issues tend to do that. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Kevin.
It's 8:28.
Yeah. Shoot the things in the head? Oh, God.
I don't know.
What do we come to?
Well, if it was you or your dog, what would you do?
Well, I understand that, but still, it just seems...
I know.
I mean, what if Wile E. Coyote had gotten shot in the head? We wouldn't have had...
I think he did a number of times.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.